Okay, so we'll move out of the closed session and go to item number 13.
And Mr. Chair, just to comply with the Brown Act, coming out of closed session, there was no reportable action taken in closed session.
Okay. There was no reportable information given.
No reportable action.
Action given. Okay.
So yeah.
Now we'll move out of the closed session and move on to item number 13. Attorney's report. Is there any more?
Thank you. Nope. I think that's it. I appreciate, again, I apologize for not being there in person, and I appreciate I appreciate the flexibility to be on camera.
Thank you. Okay, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman. So operations and maintenance, no problems to report. Everything has been smooth sailing here at the plant. We already went over the CalPERS payment, the authority to post the documents, give you an update on the influent pump station. Not much more than I had last time, other than the engineers are working on cost and a plan for a change order. If we can't get that electrical building, we end up having to do like a block building or something. So. And I will keep you guys, as soon as I know on that one, I will shoot out emails to everybody and let everyone know what the plan is and what the financial implications of would that be. The engineers seem to be pretty sure that they could get it in under the budget that we already have. So hopefully that's the case, because I don't want to cost us any more money. But we're still waiting on all that. And I'll let you know, like I said, as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. The East Interceptor repair project that serves Lowopud is moving along pretty nice, and I wanted to tell thank you to the Lowopud board members. Your crew came out and video surveyed the line for us and did a great job, and they didn't have to do that. They did that on their own volition, and it was much appreciated and a big giant help for us, and saved score some money if we would have to pay for that to happen. So I really appreciate Vince and his crew coming out and doing that. The Rudy Creek lift station. Currently, we are working with Commissioner Mastalotto on trying to locate and get all the documents that we need to move forward with getting an appraisal on that piece of property. And Commissioner Mastalotto has been awesome. She helped us out the other day and pulled up some documents that we could not find, and used her expertise to kind of straighten us out on what we were thinking there. So that really helped out. And then we had another JPA managers meeting this month. And we discussed, a potential district-wide fog program and how that would look. And obviously that's board and council decision. That's not our decision by any means, but we're kind of trying to lay the groundwork so what it would look like that way if we present it to you, where all that homework's already done. We also went over the introduction of SCORE's ADU policy, which we will kick to the attorney here for him to go over, and we kind of sat down and went through it with all the managers and kind of got our version of what we thought it would look like, and now it'll go to the attorney and he can fix it and make it legal. but other than that was a great meeting. Went really good, like they all have so far. So those meetings seem to be really beneficial to everybody involved in the JPA. Another meeting I had that didn't make it onto this piece of paper, because it happened after the piece of paper was done, was Micah and myself met with Wraith, the manager of South Feather Water Power, about potentially partnering. Once again, this is a board decision. This is not my decision to make, but I'm just out there kind of doing footwork and homework so I can come to you guys with good information about potentially partnering with them on a recycled water project. Any type of recycled water that SCORE, since we're not a water purveyor, we have to have a partner that is a water purveyor. So either Cal Water, South Feather, or Thermalito Water Sewer. Somebody that's providing water here would have to partner with us to do that. We also have some other options, potentially, that I will need to talk to Attorney Huber about, on maybe working out some water sales. We think that there might be an opportunity here for SCORE to recoup some money on some water sales. But once again, that's your guys' decision, and I'm just doing homework to bring you information and educate you as much as I can on that before we get to that. So, but that was a really good meeting. Wraith was really great to talk to. Seemed very open to some sort of coalition and trying to keep our water in the North State. I mean, that's a big priority for him. It's a big priority for me. I know it's a big priority for the board. So, anyways, that meeting went great too. So, everything here at the plant's been awesome. Only thing that's our concern right now is getting the influent pump station done before it really starts raining. Other than that, everything else is great. So,
how far behind are they?
Their original date was completion date was August 23rd, and now they're hoping for December. Hmm. So quite a bit.
Quite a ways.
Quite a bit, 4 months. And that's just all based upon the electrical stuff showing up. It's not going to be great because Gateway's going to be done with everything they have to be done with probably by August. And they're going to have to demob, leave, go do something else, and then come mob back in and finish the project. So it's not a good situation for anybody involved, you know, contractor or us. So, but unfortunately, it is the state of the world right now. So.
Okay. As far as the recycling the water project goes, I want to say congratulations on your test. We've actually been serving the recycled water to us for the last time.
I wouldn't do that one.
Yeah, it looks great.
I had one question on the recycled water.
Yes, ma'am.
So if California Water Services sells the water, do they have anything to do with the recycled water, and can they file a suit if we recycle the water?
No.
Okay, good.
No, now, water rights are really weird, and that's part of the stuff that I need to deal with Attorney Huber on.
Okay.
So, like, as it stands right now, our water is ours until it goes to the Feather River. Once it goes into the Feather River, it's now the state of California's, and they sell it.
Right.
Right, which is not fair to this community in any way in my mind, mm-hmm. because you guys paid to pump it out of the ground, drank it, paid to pump it to the plant, paid to clean it at the plant, paid to pump it to the river, and then they're selling it and making money on it, right? But the legality of it is it's only our water until it gets to that. And so we kind of need a middleman. We need somebody that when we're done treating it, it becomes their water before it gets to the Feather River. Okay. And they can sell it. We can't. I don't know why that is. And I believe, and like me and Scott Huber have some talk to do, but I believe with the way the state's trying to buy, putting together this package to buy water rights from farmers here, I believe that there's an opportunity for us to make some money and sell our water. Now, we might have to go through a middleman to do it. You know, Farmer Jim might have to say, it's my water now, and then sell it to the state of California, and he gets a little cut of that too. I don't know. We'll have to figure all that out. But I believe that there's an opportunity for not only for the North State to keep some of its water, but for SCORE and the JPA to recoup some money from our water. But yeah. We'll see.
So, if we got a middleman out here with a plant that recycles it, are they going to pay us for the water, or they're?
That's the way it would be. So we would get it down to that recyclable level. So there would be no more treatment needed.
Right.
Essentially, they would just be a middleman in name alone, because it's not going anywhere. It's not like it's going to go to their pond and then go to the state, right?
Yeah.
And I believe that the state will probably try to close that loophole as soon as if people start using that loophole.
Right.
You know, like I said, I got to talk to Attorney Huber to see exactly how we would do that. But I believe that there's an opportunity to do something. I know that South Feather and Thermalito just partnered in a water transfer, and they got, and I don't want to spill anybody's beans, but they got something of like 14 times more than they'd ever gotten for water before. That Thermalito, at least. I don't know about South Feather, what rates they were charging, but previous to this, Thermalito had never gotten more than $50 an acre foot for water, and they got $700 an acre foot for water. So that shows you what, you know, water is the new gold in California. It really is.
I think we ended up with close to $1 million.
Yeah, it was a very beneficial thing for you guys.
Yeah. And we were just dropping the bucket compared to what South Feather transferred.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and our water, in the grand scheme of things, our 2.5 million gallons a day is not very much water. But even at half of the going rate, what farmers are paying for water right now, it can bring about $500,000 back in the SCORE's bank account.
So oh yeah.
That's at half the rate that the farmers are buying it right now.
Now here's a question for you: would any of the people who pay SCORE for their sewer bill every month, would they be entitled to anything?
Well, their bills wouldn't go up. I mean, that's one thing we could do it to keep the rates down.
I think
Scott, you said no, they would not be entitled?
They would not be entitled to anything other than, you know, the future profitability of SCORE will have an impact on lowering their rates in the future.
Okay.
That's the only thing that they'll get the benefit of, but they don't have the ability to say, hey, I sent to SCORE 100 gallons last week and I'm entitled to 100 gallons of recycled water, or the fee for 100 gallons
right,
of recycled
that's
water.
What I was, that was my curiosity yeah. question. Okay, thank you.
Once they put it in that pipe, just like I will say this, once they put it in that pipe, it scores. Just like once SCORE puts it in the river, it's the state's.
Okay,
even though
gotcha.
The state, you know, yeah. even though they didn't pay for it up front, it is what it is.
Right.
One of the mechanisms that Glenn is referring to with sort of this middle agent theory, and this may be something that we can work out amongst JPA members. If you have some large water utilizers in your areas, and I'm thinking of, you know, like for example, Pacific Coast producers, or for some large agricultural use, we might be able to enter into an agreement whereby SCORE can pump the clean water back into some system, and then for you folks to sell it to the end user, and then of course because we have a joint powers agreement, some of that money could flow back through to SCORE.
Right. Okay.
So I hate to use this term, but it's sort of a way to, you know, moving the assets from place to place, suddenly you get more value the more it goes from one place to the next.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Now that's all I got for the manager's report.
We have no visitors here, so item 16, commissioners, any discussion, comments, staff?
Oh, I'm sorry, I do have one more thing.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vice Chairman. I would like to present you with a plaque of appreciation and recognition of your service here on the scoreboard.
Thank you.
So I forgot to do that during my manager's meeting, or my manager's report. So that's for you, Mr. Fairbanks. Thank you for all your time and effort you put down here. It's been awesome.
Well, he'll be rotating back.
Yeah, he'll be back. But by the time you're done, and Commissioner Moschelato, you have 50 plaques.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Sure. I'm sure. I'm sure his father has 100 plaques in his house somewhere, stacked up.
Hell wing on the hump.
Exactly. Exactly. Every time your tour is over, you get one. So.
Can I have one in pink?
We'll do it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Okay, so it is 5:33 and the meeting is adjourned.
All right.